Novos.
The Novos.
Tyler.
Crevo.
Tyler and Crevo.
Feel
good
Friday.
Oh, happy Friday, everyone. Good morning, Tyler.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very well. How about that storm yesterday?
Oh, wasn't it full on?
Holy heck. I walked into the Quonmart, and I mean, it was a bit moody. And then I walked out of Quonmart in New Lambton, and it was just like another dimension.
It just
And I was only
down.
In there for 5 minutes.
Yeah, it really did like switch in a second, didn't it?
Out of nowhere. And then I thought my house was going to crumble around me with all that thunder.
Did it?
Oh, nah.
Good. Always good.
Yep.
I was actually in the shop, my shop, on Clyde Street when it all went down. And like you said, I still had, because I was doing pricing at the back.
Yeah.
And if I'm working at the back, I just leave it open. Right?
Yeah.
And leave like display stock out the front and stuff. And that was all there.
No.
And a customer was in the shop, right, just looking around.
Yeah.
And then it just suddenly hit. So I'd run out the front, like,
oh,
grabbing stuff, pulling it in. The customer even helped me. And
it
I was
like,
wild. And then she was like, how long are you open for? I was like, I'm working here for the next hour if you want to just, like,
hang
browse.
Around.
And she did. She's, like, taking shelter from the storm because it was so nuts.
Madness.
And it just, like, hung around.
Yeah, it lingered for a while, didn't it?
Yeah, and I don't know whose Toyota Corolla was out the front, but, like,
oh, no.
Just near the tile shop there. It's like the water dips.
Underwater.
Oh, it was like inches from like the water going in the door. And
Gee.
I was like, Anyway, it seemed to be just avoid it. But
it's over now.
Sure is.
No more storms like that?
Nah, I don't think so.
That's
I think
good.
We'll be right for a while, which is good. Good morning, Jess. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
Where did you weather the storm?
Where was I?
Don't
I'd
know,
left home. I was at the gym and then I was driving home in the back end of it, I think.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was rough.
Wild, the thunder
was so loud.
I know, that's why I thought my house was going to fall down. It was rattling everything in the house.
Luckily it didn't. Everyone's house still standing, mostly.
Phew.
Anyway, it's going to be a great day today. Of course, Feel Good Friday. What more do you want? And a full catch up with Jess in just a few minutes to go a bit deeper on those local news stories.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, UFM's First at 5 with Jess.
And Jess, there was a big fire in the vineyards last night.
Yeah, so more than 20 fire crews were called out to Tamberlane out in Pocolbin, quite a well-known organic winery out that way. The fire broke out about 9:30 last night, apparently might have started in the kitchen and spread into the function area. There were so many fire and rescue crews, rural fire service crews that were called out there. They managed to contain the fire just to the function room, thankfully. It took about 4 hours for crews to put the fire out. There's still a couple of trucks on scene this morning, just keeping an eye on things, making sure there's no hot spots or things like that.
Dear.
But that just sucks.
We were there not long ago.
Yeah,
like,
the
last
wine
week,
is delicious.
The week before, it's such a beautiful space too, and it's really devastating to see that.
And any local business that loses their premises, you know, that's just terrible.
Exactly.
They work for it all so hard for that. Just awful. Switching gears now, a lot of people already cast their vote early. 78,000 exactly. Now, I was one of them, so I was only 69,999 till yesterday.
Well, actually, it's nearly 78,000.
Oh,
so
right.
not on the dot. Not on the dot.
It's still a lot of people.
It's still a lot of people. I've been to a couple of like pre-poll booths for press conferences this week, and there have been people streaming through. Cessnock has had the highest turnout so far. More than 12,680 people have cast their vote there. There's been a lot of people doing postal votes as well.
Yep.
Lake Macquarie had the highest number of postal vote applications in with nearly 6,000. Not all of those have been counted yet, so it may mean that for a lot of the electorates in the Hunter, we won't have a definitive result tomorrow night on who has won, because all of those postal votes have to be counted into the mix as well, and when there's so many, you know, it's a good chance that it could change the result.
Yeah, there's a lot of envelope opening.
Correct.
I think it's like a reflection of modern society. In the past, no one had anything to do on the weekends.
Totally, yeah.
Now, everyone's busy. Like, everyone's got stuff on. I'm working, so of course,
yeah,
and it was busy.
My partner Marcus had to vote early yesterday at the Scout Hall there in Nui West, and he said there were people everywhere, but also he works on the weekend from like 7 till 5pm. So when's he going to get this? He's like, I'm not wasting my lunch break doing that.
That's yeah,
doing
and you might not get through in the lunch
That's
break.
That's exactly like, right.
So, you know, hey, like I said, I think it's just a reflection of how things are going.
I'm
going
to go on the day just to go to the cake stalls and to get a democracy sausage too. Because I care for that way more than the actual voting situation.
I think your thoughts and feelings are reflected by many people.
I think so too.
Many. And we move over just west of Newcastle. Over to Bunbury, where this lady who went in for a little bit of chicken and chips at this place called Chicken Treat.
Well, like a famous charcoal chook shop in the West.
Charcoal and fried chicken, that kind of thing. Anyways, massive over there. She went in there, gets a little chicken and chips, bites into the chips. Guys, that's a weird sort of taste slash sensation.
Yeah.
Bites into another one. What they'd apparently done is mixed up the salt with the caustic soda.
No, which, that is not a mistake anyone can afford to make.
No, that's a big, like, cleaning, bleachy kind of product.
Don't they use that to, like, clean pipes and stuff?
I think they do. I'm not exactly sure I never used it.
Yeah, I think you wash it down to clear out, like, blocked pipes.
Anyway.
Not internal pipes.
No, not mouths.
No.
That's definitely what you don't use it for. Her and her son, this is a big issue because now they've got this caustic soda in their mouth. What do you do? Ring up like a poison hotline / something else. Off they go, off to the hospital. And apparently she's one of 11 people affected by this mix-up, which is just crazy. Yeah, probably I think she's one of the worst ones because she says now to this day, she has hot or cold food, puts it in her mouth, and experiences like a zap. She compares to putting her tongue on the end of a Nokia charger.
Oh, my
God. Now, someone else I know that puts their tongue on the end of a phone charger, and that's you.
Yeah, but that's willingly. It's not because I've eaten caustic soda.
Oh, look.
That is awful. Whoever has made this mistake at Chicken Treat, I feel like is in some big trouble.
It was a long time ago. Is back in 2015.
Oh, really?
And she's still experiencing this. Anyway, it's in the news again because they've just awarded her payout $1 million.
Oh, so has it taken this long for them to settle?
To settle, which is, I mean, it's crazy.
$1 million? Yeah. I would want more than that.
That's what I would have thought.
For a decade of severe pain.
And food, like food is ruined.
Because of someone else's stupid stuff up.
Food is ruined. That's the worst thing to be ruined.
That's the worst.
Anyway.
Oh, my God, this poor woman.
Oh, and
electric shocks in your mouth?
That's what it feels like at all times, apparently, which is just terrible.
This poor woman. Yeah, $1 million is not enough.
Nah, I wouldn't have thought so. Anyway, that's what they've settled on. So,
well, here's a hot tip. Don't get the caustic soda mixed up with the salt.
Just don't have them in the same place.
Caustic soda does not belong in the kitchen.
You know, I think they should dye it like pink or something.
Or maybe orange, like, have a lockbox covered in the laundry where
smart.
All the poisons go.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
There you go. Genius.
Tyler and Crevo, the Novos.
Novos. The home of Feel Good Fridays.
From New FM.
Oh, yeah. Happy Feel Good Friday, everyone.
Oh, finally.
I'm ready to go, though, for a Friday. It's going to be a good one.
Yep.
Up next, though, we're talking about the dangerous animals that you've caught, be it on a fishing line or be it perhaps with your bare hands, or otherwise.
Yeah, I caught a blue ring octopus once. I saw my life flash before me eyes, Crevo.
What was the most, like, what did you remember from that?
I just remember tugging on it because we were fishing.
Different story.
Thank you very much. And this octopus, like, suctioned itself to the ocean floor. So I was like, oh my God, I've got a big one. And I'm like trying to reel it in. I was like all of 12.
Yeah, right.
I'm like trying to reel it in. And I thought I was like some big fisherman.
Yeah.
Anyway, then this thing, like, unsuctions itself from the floor and goes, goes flying over us because we're out on a jetty.
Yeah.
And this thing goes flying over us, squirting blue ink everywhere. It landed on my arm. I was like, oh my God, there's poison as I'm going to die.
And then you didn't die.
I threw the rod, ran down the jetty, made my family deal with it. I was like, I'm out.
This is no longer my problem.
I've never been fishing since.
Yeah, of course, we'll be getting your calls on the air next. As you wake up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo, New FM. What dangerous thing did you catch is the area we move into here.
Yeah, because some poor kid caught a great white shark.
Yeah, just north of Newcastle in Florida.
Over in Florida.
let's go to the phones now. 4967-4105. What dangerous thing did you catch?
We've got Greg the painter in New Lambton up first. Hey, Greg.
Hi, Tyler. How are we going?
Very well, mate. What dangerous thing did you catch?
Well, a few years ago when I was living out West Way, I went into the shed and just saw this brown thing hanging up underneath the workbench.
Oh, no.
Yeah, grabbed hold of its tail. It was only a 4-foot brown snake, it was.
That's a no from me.
Hold of its tail.
Yeah, well, I had to get rid of it out of the shed, didn't I?
Oh, my God. That is the definition of a true blue Aussie if I've ever seen it.
Yeah, well, he put it this way. When you threw him on the back lawn, he didn't slither away too far. He met Mr. Gage. He did Mr. 12 Gage.
Oh,
my God.
Jeez.
There's so much going on there.
The heebie-jeebies.
It certainly does.
Let's go to Mel next in Stroud. Hey, Mel.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Very well. Tell us, what dangerous animal did you catch?
Well, I got home from work last night, hopped in the shower, and there was a scorpion in my shower.
No, there was not. I reckon scorpions even more than snakes give you the heebie-jeebies. They are dangerous land crabs.
I know. Well, I live on a farm, and I have brown snakes and red-belly black snakes around me, you know, at least once or twice a week. But this is the first time since I lived in Guatemala and had scorpions crawling up the side of my bed for about 2 months while I lived over there. And then this is the first time that I've actually encountered a scorpion over here. So,
and it was in your shower.
Last night.
So I did what everyone would do, and I put it in a Tupperware container to show the kids today. And
throw it as far as you can after that. Get away from the evil land crab, Mel. I can't handle that. I've lifted my feet up off the ground because I'm scared they're going to come for me.
The little scorpion just wanted a bit of Pantene, probably.
Oh, yuck.
Let's go to David. How's Singleton this morning?
Oh, it's nice and good.
Yeah, nice and good. That's the best way. Now tell us, what dangerous thing did you catch?
I caught a crocodile.
No, you didn't.
Yep.
Like, okay, so...
How did it happen? What
walk
happened?
Us through.
I've caught a few of them, actually. I used to work in the NT, and the first one I caught, I was out fishing and hooked it sideways. And then, yeah, got a contract to help the guys in national parks actually trap them and catch them and wrestle them and relocate them.
So you're a professional... Okay, I have watched Wild Croc Territory. Are you like Matt Wright?
Not as good, but similar.
Oh, and when you got to cover them up and then they roll around. Oh, I love this. Oh, my God. We're basically like, Crevo, we're in touch with like an actual pro here.
I know. And you know what? Tyler's a little bit excited for this, David.
Yeah, because I know what's involved, David. It's hardcore, isn't it?
Oh, it's full on, yeah.
Do you love it?
Love it.
Yes.
Yeah, you do.
Who catches crocodiles?
Dave
from Singer. Newcastle the Hunter is the home of true blue Aussies catching wild, dangerous animals like that.
Certainly is. And we're talking about the worst Newcastle email addresses of all time after someone in my shop emailed us with frangipani_69XOXO.
Oh, how embarrassing.
Like, you can't use that as a fully grown adult.
No, not as a functioning adult with, like, I don't know, maybe a mortgage and kids.
Exactly, a car loan.
Someone has messaged us on our Instagram who would like to remain anonymous, Crevo. They said their email address growing up was hottiewithabody69@hotmail.com, but body is spelt B-O-D-I.
Hilarious.
Body with a body. Jules has also messaged in saying mine was Julesy's calls. It's Zeds at hotmail.com.
Fantastic.
Cringe.
It was such a thing, wasn't it, in
totally.
The 90s? Let's go to the phones now. Scarlett in Metford, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Very good, thanks. Now, do you want to reveal your embarrassing email address from back in the day?
Oh, it's embarrassing to even say out loud, and it's not even mine, it was my husband.
Oh, what was it?
So we were in year 10, and we were all making new email addresses, and he thought it would be funny to do HairyGooch_69.
Probably the best one I've ever heard.
I think for that, we'll award you.
And he rolled with that.
He just kept it?
For about 3 years.
Oh, my God, HairyGooch. That is so good.
She can only imagine it's some sort of goose.
Who knows? Scarlett, you deserve the velvet tickets for that. That is so good.
You're off to Velvet Rewide at Civic Theatre Newcastle from April 19, starring Marsha Hines, date night with the hairy gooch himself.
1, 2, 3.
With Tyler and Crevo on New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
Oh, yes, it is. Very simple. All you need to do is figure out what the little theme is between the three things we give you. It's a little game between you up against another listener.
Yep.
And, of course, the prize this week, pretty good.
Yeah, we'll hook you up with 2 nights tickets this Sunday afternoon to see them take on the Raiders and absolutely smash them.
Yeah.
At McDonald Jones Stadium, 4 o'clock kickoff Sunday Arvo. Sunday Arvo games are the best.
That they are. Now, if you want to go to the Knights versus Raiders for free, 4967-4105. Give us a call now and play Three of a Kind. It's very simple. Let's do a little example, shall we?
Do you want to do a little one now? Here's one from yesterday that the guys missed, which I'm embarrassed to say that they missed it. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Waffle on, caramel rough nut, vanilla.
Crevo.
Hit me.
Obviously. Maxibon flavours.
How could you not get that?
People, tradies would have been screaming at their radios. Yep. Go, Maxibon, they're Maxibons.
So if you knew that one, today's are pretty similar. Call now, 1-4-9-6-7-4-1-0-5, and you'll win.
Yeah, some of them, like, it's very easy. It's just about being quick, you know, on the game.
On the ball.
If you want to go to the Knights for free, 4967-4105, give us a call and we'll play Three of a Kind up next. New FM.
1, 2, 3.
With Tyler and Crevo on New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
Yeah, this is where two of yourself listeners battle it out to see who's better at picking the theme of stuff. Three things, of course, and the price today, pretty great.
Oh, yeah, we'll hook you up with 2 tickets to see the Knights take on the Canberra Raiders this weekend at McDonald Jones Stadium, Sunday afternoon. The sun is shining, the beers are flowing, and the pies are hot.
Entering the Three of a Kindodrome this morning, we have Eliza in Cardiff. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
That's the way. Ready to take on today?
Yeah.
Ready to go along to the Knights smash the Raiders on Sunday, Eliza?
Yes, hopefully.
Fingers crossed.
We've also got Nathan in Cessnock. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Good, mate. How are you going today?
Good.
You feeling confident? You feeling like you're going to win?
Always.
Good.
Good attitude to have. Yeah, good stuff. Keeping it simple.
All right, shall we test everyone's buzzers? Eliza, up first.
Yep.
No, you got to say your name.
Your name.
Oh, Eliza.
Solid.
Well done. You're getting it.
Nathan?
Nathan.
Nice.
Strong. All right. Good stuff.
First one. Milhouse, Smithers, Homer.
Nathan,
hit us.
Simpson?
Yep.
That is correct. One on the board. Jeez, Eliza, you feeling the scoreboard pressure at this point?
Yeah.
No, it's only 1 point. She can crawl back. All right, next
one. Okay, good luck.
Crispy, mix-ups, peanut.
Nathan,
what is it?
M&M.
Oh, that you is. Got it!
Yo, beauty, well done, mate. You've got yourself a double to go along to see the Knights versus the Raiders.
Nathan, well done. That M&M's one I thought was hard. You nailed it.
Awesome.
Loves an M&M.
Yeah, he does. Now, Eliza, can we get you back on Monday?
Yep.
As the runner-up. Well done. Good stuff. Strong. Love it. Thanks for that. Of course, we will be playing again on Monday if you think you're good at that kind of thing.
Today, Crevo, obviously, we like to do this every now and then, pepper it throughout the show.
Mm.
What's a superior?
Yeah.
Now, this is where producer Stephen brings us a topic. You and I have to fight to the death on why we think
Said topic is a superior. Yeah, and then producer Stephen, he is the final judge and makes a ruling.
Which I'm not sure about this because he always tends to back you.
It's not about that at all.
It is.
In fact, it's about who has the better argument.
All right, producer Stephen.
What have you got for us?
Well, last week we did a debate on hard versus soft tacos, but I feel like that is just scratching the surface of the Mexican debate.
Yes.
So I want to know what is the superior Mexican cuisine?
When you say that, what do you mean? Like, what overall food?
Yeah, correct. So we can chuck in, you know, like nachos there. You can chuck in burritos, anything that's, you know, Mexican cuisine traditionally. I want to know what's your go-to.
Okay, Tyler, you probably need thinking time, wouldn't you?
I've
okay,
got
you
this.
Can go first then. Away you go.
the superior Mexican food is guac.
What? Okay,
it's guacamole.
Mm-hmm.
Because everyone likes it. It's a starter. It gets everyone going. It gives an appetite for what's to come. And as if no one is going to enjoy corn chip and guac to set off the Mexican dinner, right? Also, too, places, I don't know, like any Mexican joint where you add guac to a burrito, it's an extra $5. So it's clearly the most wanted and the most superior Mexican food.
All right.
And with the spices and the chili, bit of lime, bit of lemon, you cannot go past guacamole with a corn chip.
Okay. That's your bit, is it?
Yep.
You're done and dusted?
Yep.
I hear what you're saying. But, oh, my God, let's start off by talking about how expensive it is. $5 on top of what I'm already paying at a Mexican restaurant?
Superior.
Outrageous. Whatever. And that's why it's the worst food in Mexican food
out
there.
Well, what's yours?
It's nachos all the way.
Ugh.
Right?
Lame.
First of all, you got texture in there. The crunch of the corn chip and the thin layer of the lightly toasted. And then, of course, all of the meats. For me, it's got to be a pulled pork. Because, you know, I love a good pull, right? And you get that on top of there, on top of the corn chips, and a bit of sour cream, the better of the toppings, if you will, bit of cheese, and away you go. And, of course, the nachos are the best because they're shareable. It's the only food in Mexican food that's shareable.
Are they, though? Because, honestly, nachos are the messiest and not, like, most least shareable snack because the cheese...
What, you're going to start at each end on a burrito with your friend, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, like...
And Lady in the Tramp in the middle.
Tramp.
I don't think
nachos are not shareable because you take one nacho out and you pull all the cheese and you get all the toppings all in one sharing, so...
That just sounds like badly made nachos.
Selfish people... are enjoying shareable nachos. Nachos are not shareable. Also, nachos are personal.
That's
you're going to get in
the
there and, like, chomp down on someone else's snack that they've kind of slobbered all over. No, it's not.
Right.
And what do you put on top of nachos?
Yeah, cheese.
Guac.
Nah, I don't think so. All right, you've heard the arguments. Producer Stephen, where does your judgment lie?
Bucking the trend, Tyler has actually won the over this week.
Are you kidding me?
What a good argument.
That's because it's legitimate. What is the best?
All right. Well, this week it's Tyler. Next week I'll be taking you down, though.
The Novos with Tyler and Crevo. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, what were you going
to
say?
How would you like to win $425?
Oh, more than anything, probably.
Oh, my God.
Of course, we've got that with Trivia Check coming up just after 7 o'clock. One question separates you and the cash.
Yep. And then next, Crevo, something happened to you.
That's
when
right.
When you were picking up Emmy the other day.
Oh, so I went to pick her up from Modus Brewery.
Yeah.
And there was some interesting characters who had just finished their night.
On a school night.
On a school night.
Jeez.
During the week. So, of course, we'll chat more about that in just a minute. And what embarrassing things have you done while drunk?
Ugh.
Have you seen drunk people do?
Yes, true.
This is what we're asking here on 4967-4105. Because the other night, I think it was Wednesday night or Thursday night, I went out to pick Emmy up from Modus over at Merriweather.
It's a good joint there.
It looks fancy. I've never been in there, but
what?
It looks really nice.
It's
yeah.
very good.
I'm really keen to try it. Anyway, I'm waiting for her to come out, right? And it would have been 10:30 or something like that. And I saw this group of people who had just had a great night. They were in such a good mood.
On a Wednesday night.
Yeah, Wednesday night. Like, why not? I guess, you know, lost for living.
God.
Anyway, this one girl, that's there laughing and having a great time. And then she just walks towards the curb and doesn't really see there's a little step.
Oh, no.
And absolutely stacks it. Fortunately, by some unbelievable stroke of luck, her friend, who looked equally inebriated, somehow caught her. Like,
really?
Somehow, it was honestly, you know, sometimes you have drunk reflexes
yes.
or something. It was somehow she caught her.
And sometimes when you're a bit drunk, you're a bit bendy.
Yeah,
definitely. Like, you're loosey-goosey and you don't really
definitely an element of that.
You know the steps at Ginger Meg's?
Yes.
I've fallen down those.
Oh my God. Embarrassing.
I've fallen a few cocktails. That's embarrassing, isn't it?
Then there was another group. There was a girl who was looking for her Uber and she's like, "Where's my Uber? Oh. I can't find it."
No.
And it was just parked right there. Like it couldn't have been any closer.
Like a bunch of hot messes.
What embarrassing thing have you done while you're drunk? 4967-4105.
Call and share your stories and we'll put you in the draw to win two tickets to see Velvet Rewired. It kicks off April 19 at the Civic Theatre in Newcastle. Stars Marsha Hines. These tickets are quite spenno, so this could be a real fun date night.
Yeah, it's like $160 this prize. Just for sharing your story, what embarrassing thing have you done while drunk? 4967-4105. We'll get your calls on the NX. New FM. What did you do embarrassing while you were drunk?
Have you done anything?
Yeah, my absolute lowest of low. I think I was 19, maybe 20 years of age, and chucked up in a taxi.
Did you clean it up?
Yeah, and also paid full cleaning fee and a tip because I felt so mad and embarrassed.
So you should.
My lowest point of all time.
Old friend of the show, producer Jackson, listening in all the way from LA, has texted saying, "I was drunk with a mate at Kinga's one night and he was pushing me in a trolley. And I got slow hit by a taxi. That was my drunk, embarrassing behaviour. I no longer drink."
In a trolley.
Imagine getting hit whilst in a trolley by a taxi.
Well, the taxi would be like, "Oh my God, what have I done?" as well.
Well, also too, if I was a taxi driver, I'd be like, "I'm going to slow hit this idiot so he gets out of my way.
Get off the road."
We've got Shelley in Maryland on 4967-4105. Hey, Shelley.
Hello. How are you going this morning?
Very well, thank you. Now tell us, what embarrassing thing have you done while drunk?
I'm throwing my hubby under the bus here.
Good.
Do it.
Permission. It's all good. So quite a few years back, we were invited to a 30th birthday party. It was a home party. Dress-up theme was Moo Moo, which has no relevance whatsoever.
That's the best theme, though.
That's funny.
Boys and girls all in Moo Moos. So one of my girlfriends had made some pretty potent Jello shots in the little plastic cup.
Delicious.
And so they were all hanging about. And Hubby's got the absinthe out and he said, "Who wants to chase the dragon?" I don't know if you've ever heard of what that is.
Yep.
You'd grate the sugar cube over the top of the shot of absinthe.
And away you go.
It on fire.
Yeah.
And, so my hubby proceeded to do that after a few Jello shots. And
what happened?
Oh, well, he kept pouring the absinthe and it kept pouring all over the table. And then he went to light a shot glass up and set the whole table on fire.
No!
The Jello shots were forever melted into the tabletop.
Oh, lit the whole place on fire.
That'll do it.
That's embarrassing.
Pretty embarrassing.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
With $425 on the line, you don't want to miss this one. It's so easy, Tyler.
This is kind of money that you don't want to muck around with, isn't it?
Not for a Friday. Feel Good Friday of all times.
Oh, no.
Jeez, you want to get that in your skyrocket? It's very easy. 4967-4105. Call now and you just need to answer one question correctly.
That's it. We don't make you work for it.
Nah.
And you've got no time to think about it.
Nah,
just
all right.
Get in, get out.
Let's do a quick test on you, right? I've got a question ready.
Yeah, go, hit me.
What colour is the sky?
I don't even need to buzz in. Blue.
Correct. There you go. If I was giving you the money, it'd be done and dusted.
That was nearly a waste of time, though. I nearly didn't get it before the buzzer.
Don't do your name. Just do the answer.
Yeah, you don't need to do that. We're getting another game mixed up.
Yep. 4967-4105. If you want to play Trivia Check and win yourself $425 next as you wake up with the Novos on 105.3 New FM.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
$425 ready to go in our little bank account here for your Feel Good Friday.
Must be nice.
Oof, I know, right?
To walk away with this kind of money.
Let's meet our contestant. It's Lindsay from Hamilton who steps up to the plate. Hello.
Hello, how are you guys?
Fantastic. What do you do for a crust, Lindsay?
I'm actually a stay-at-home mum at the moment. I had a baby about 8 weeks ago.
Congratulations, oh my God, Lindsay.
Thank you.
Would you like to win $425 and just have a bit of time to yourself? I don't know, maybe like a day spa or something away from the kids?
I'd love to have a date night with my partner.
That would be really nice, wouldn't it?
And $425?
Oh, that's a bougie
you
dinner.
You can have a nice one, can't you?
Yes.
Yeah, nice one.
All right. Well, let's try and hook you up with this money, Lindsay. Don't let the five-second timer get in your head, though. Are you ready?
Okay, yes.
The King Cobra is also known by what name?
Python.
Is it a python?
It's not python.
Unfortunately not.
I'm so sorry. It's called the Hamadryad. Don't know what that is. Apparently King Cobra.
I have no idea.
Oh, Lindsay, I'm so sorry.
Congrats once again, though,
on the small bebe.
Yeah.
On growing a child.
Well done.
It's a big feat. That it does sure mean, is. Though, on Crevo, on Monday, Crevo.
$450. That's right. Our trivia check. Same time, same place. Don't miss it. Time now to catch up with NASA from MAFS.
I'm the first celebrity in Australia to be on three different networks. Count them, look at my hand. 9, 10, and 7.
Good morning to my favourite human.
Hey, Nas, how are you today?
Look, I can't, I mean, with all that media attention, I mean, where do you go from here? You only go up, you don't go down.
Okay, well, speaking of this media attention, Nas, rumour has it that you were busted crashing Tani and Ollie's date for their homestay. What's going on?
Well, what happened is that, you see, he took her shopping at the second-hand store at Bondi.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Now, I shop at the op shop.
What are you buying at an op shop, Nasser? I thought you were a high-flying member of society.
I didn't buy anything. I just went to have a look and say hello to the girls. And it just happened these guys were filming in the op shop. So his date was taking her to the op shop to look around and buy something, yeah?
I think that's a bit cute.
So I walked in and they turned around and said, oh, my God, Nasser, how are you, blah, blah, blah. And we had this great conversation. And, you know, obviously they asked for my advice and I gave them my advice. And the producer came up and said, don't take a photo, talk to them, talk to us, and blah, blah, blah. We'd rather not take a photo because it's not filmed, it's not out yet. Like, it's not out till
okay.
Year, whatever.
But another pretty reliable source has told me that you asked the producers if you could do a scene with them inside this op shop, and they said no, and they told you to go away. Is that not true?
No. I said, if you want ratings, this will definitely get you ratings. Then the producer said, look, I don't think we can do it, but, you know, it's nice of you to ask.
So, Nas, you're 100% saying that you did not, like, get a tip-off or something and go there just to try and get in the show?
Well, it wasn't a tip-off. It was, like, because the sound guy and the camera guy was friends of mine. And they just texted and said, hey, listen, the Wayside Chapel that you go to, we're going to be there this afternoon.
So you did
around.
Get a tip-off and went in there to get in the show. Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Not too much.
Nas, also, this isn't the first time that you've copped a bit of rejection from producers. I hear that you got rejected from the ARIA's red carpet as well. How come you went on the invitation list?
Yeah, it was rude. Exactly. They didn't have me as a straight-favorite celebrity. They had me as media. And media, you stand behind the fence. When I got there, it just sort of, you know, I followed the people and I got on the red carpet and it was the rest is history, as they say.
Now, because we got to unpack here the Margot Robbie situation, because what, remind us what happened there, man.
That one I got invited to by Paramount.
Yeah.
I got invited to, and we're walking, you know, again, walking on the red carpet. And Margot Robbie was walking the opposite towards me, and I went, oh my God, Margot, how are you, darling? And she stopped and smiled and said, hi. And
so she didn't reject you?
No, I went to wave back, and then the security just, you know, basically said, come on, we got to keep moving. She said to me, I'll talk to you later. That's what she said. She said, right. I'll talk to you later, and she just kept walking.
And have you spoken to her since?
Well, we haven't. I've tried to message, but, you know, I mean, she's a busy woman.
Yeah? Right. Probably just hasn't got to it yet.
Wait by your phone, Nas. Wait long and hard by your phone. Well, okay, I'm glad we settled that. Well, let's just hope that maybe there's no more homestay dates that you're crashing next time, okay?
Well, I hope not, but I tell you what, if I do, you know it's going to cause a stir.
Let's sign off there with Australia's favourite celebrity, Nass. Thanks for joining us. Friend of the show, you're a legend, mate. Have a good one.
I love you. Bye-bye.
The Novos.
The Novos. Carlo and Crevo. New FM. Feel good Friday.
And Crevo, after 8 o'clock this morning, Jaden Brayley from the Knights joins us. He is back hitting the field this weekend as we take on the Canberra Raiders Sunday afternoon, and he's pumped.
Now, you're excited about this game.
I am very excited about this game. I love a Sunday Arvo game.
Something about it?
Nothing beats it. The sun's just setting over the hill. Beers are cold. The meat pies are hot. And there's a vibe in the air, you know? And even better if we take home a win.
Tyler is juiced up and ready for this.
Cannot wait. Jaden Brayley on the show after 8 o'clock this morning.
Next, though, we move into the area of lab-grown chicken. Because there's been all this chat about it for years and years and years.
Has
the scientists,
there?
Yeah, yeah. Scientists have been tinkering away at this for ages.
I'm not here.
Personally, I'm quite excited about the whole situation. And they're really getting close to being able to serve this stuff in Newcastle.
Oh, I don't know how I feel about this.
So we'll talk more about it in just a few minutes. And huge news for the future of food. The FDA, that's the Food and Drug Administration in America,
yeah.
It's a big deal, have just approved it's safe now to eat lab-grown chicken.
Oh, now, I'm not sure how I feel about this.
What they do, they get a bit of chicken cell and then they like put it in a little vessel and then they feed it some amino acids, some sugar and other nutrients, and the meat just grows, right? And then you got chicken meat and you haven't had to kill any chickens.
So when this comes out, does it look like a real, I don't know, like a chicken breast or a chicken
something
thigh
like that.
Fillet?
Just sort of a
does
little,
it though,
yeah,
or does
a little
it look
bit of a
like,
square of meat and
or,
away you go.
Yeah, it looks like an, oh, don't. No. Or does it look like an artificial chicken nugget that you get out of the frozen section at a supermarket?
It's somewhere in between. But the texture is really close. That's what they're saying. And it first got approved just before in Singapore. So America, the FDA now approved that. And this is what I wanted to ask here. 4967-4105, will you eat lab-grown chicken?
Oh, not for me.
I reckon I don't think I mind. As long as it tastes right. Who
no,
cares?
I don't think. I just, I'm something
you,
doesn't sit well with me in my ethics place. But
why?
Also, too, it's artificial. Aren't health professionals always telling us, don't eat artificial colouring, don't eat artificial sweeteners, it's not good for your arteries?
What do you have against scientists?
Not
why do you
thing.
Hate them so much?
I don't hate scientists at all, and I appreciate science. They've done a lot for our everyday life. But I just think I'm going to steer clear of the lab-grown chicken.
They can make it a bit healthier for it. Like, they take some of the fat out as well. So when you eat it, you're
there
healthier.
There is next to no fat in a chicken breast as it is. I'll just stick to the real deal, thanks.
So it's a no from you?
It's a no from me.
What? Like, what is it? What, like you say, oh, it hits me in my ethics place. But think about these poor things running around, right? And you don't have to do that anymore because the lab can grow it all.
No, oh, I just don't know.
It's funny you guys are mentioning this. My mum and my brother are both vegetarian, right?
I was going to say, I wonder if vegos are going to get around this now, Stephen. Do you think any of your family members will?
Well, I sent the article through to my family yesterday, the family group chat, and my mum and brother both think it's a great idea. If the chickens don't get hurt,
they're going to eat it?
Yeah, they reckon they'll give it a try.
Wow.
Okay, so you've got the vegetarians on board, well, a sample of two. 100% is what you call that in the scientific community.
4967-4105, will you eat lab-grown chickens? And if you're a veggie, call through, share your thoughts as well, or a vegan.
Yeah.
Share your thoughts on this.
Are you for this or against it? Team Tyler saying no to lab-grown meat. Team Crevo, let's get this thing started in Newcastle ASAP. 4967-4105. Of course, the best call is on air as well,
yeah,
Tyler.
We'll hook you up with two tickets to Velvet Rewired. Kicks off April 19 at the Civic Theatre in Newcastle. Stars Marsha Hines. Some of these tickets are spenno.
Yeah, it's like $160
yeah,
worth of prize
this
here.
This is a good date night out. Let us hook you up with these tickets if you share your thoughts with us. Will you eat lab-grown chicken? Call through now on 4967-4105. And we are asking on 4967-4105, would you eat lab-grown chicken? So the FDA has approved lab-grown chicken, like, it's almost ready for people to eat, right? Well,
no, it is in America. They're saying it's safe to eat now. And there's a couple of companies, of course, chomping at the bit.
I'm not sure about this.
What, like, what's making you uncomfortable about it?
The unknown.
Okay. Well, you just because not that many people have eaten it yet.
Yes.
Right.
Well, and how human bodies react to it. I mean, famously, I've got severe gut allergies to everything. I don't need to add lab-grown chicken to that list.
I just think if a couple of scientists have got together, they've had a look at it, they've gone, yeah, it's probably fine, then it's probably fine. Like, what's there? No one needs to panic.
I'm also, like, curious about the texture. What's the texture? What kind of texture is going on in there?
They reckon it's, like, undistinguishable. You can't distinguish.
To a chicken breast.
Yeah, to a chicken breast.
To a raw chicken breast, and then you can then cook.
That's right. That's what they're saying.
I'm not sure.
All right. Well, you're suspicious of the whole thing. I'm saying it's absolutely fine. Let's go to the phone, shall we?
Yeah, let's go to Gabby up first. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Now, tell us, will you be eating lab-grown chicken, yes or no?
Absolutely. If it came to Newcastle, I would eat nothing but lab-grown chicken. I would love to have this guilt off my mind around animals.
Okay, so are you a meat eater usually, Gabby? Are you a veggie? What's your situation?
I'm a very conflicted meat eater. I eat meat and I feel guilty every time I do it. So I would love to know that no animals had to suffer or die for me to still eat meat.
Yeah, see, I'm very much so, like, I love animals, and whenever I see a baby cow, I'm like, oh my God, so cute. But I'd never, ever, I completely compartmentalise the complete difference between seeing a baby cow and eating a baby cow. So I understand where you're coming from, where it's like, it's a guilt-free option, right?
Absolutely.
All right, there we go.
I still don't know how I feel about it.
You're very conflicted about the whole thing.
I'm so conflicted.
All I'll say is this.
Oh, my God, I hate this.
Just imagine them, they're laying your little eggs, you're busy pecking around the garden. You wouldn't have to bother them anymore.
No.
So, look, that will be weighing on a lot of people's minds, no
very
doubt.
Very true. The Novos.
Trevo. New FM.
Get that feel-good Friday feeling.
Now, Crevo, yesterday I was at Market Town on the Coles side.
Yeah.
And you know the cake shop there, Sweet Poison?
Oh, yeah.
Gone.
I know. I heard about this.
What has happened?
So they basically just put up this post, I think, within the last few days saying that thanks for the last 12 years, we're just done and dusted.
No.
Yeah. I think COVID hurt them a lot, like financially, and like that they, you know, didn't really have the war chest basically, because the price of materials is so high now when
their
you're making
cakes were next level.
I know.
Oh, this
they
is
were so
heartbreaking
good.
To me.
I was a fan.
I was a fan before I even moved to Newcastle of Sweet Poison.
Yep.
Oh my God, and their lemon tarts. Oh God, I love a lemon tart. It's gone. This has really hurt my heart today.
Yeah, look, it's a sad. And it, you know what it is? It is like the price of stuff just going up. Bags of flour and all that stuff they need to make cakes.
Live.
Yeah, through the roof, as you say.
Dear.
Switching gears, though, next. Very exciting. We've got a Knights player on the show, yeah, Jaden Brayley.
Big Brayles on the show next. After a few weeks off, captaining the team again this weekend as we take on the Canberra Raiders at McDonald Jones Stadium. He's going to be on the show next.
We've seen this kick before. It's awkward. It is a try. It's a delightful Newcastle try.
Touch the air, Knights. Hey, here we go.
Newcastle are threatening to blow this game apart. Takes it. Oh, he might have just.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, Brails, good. How are you?
How's it going? Good, thanks.
That's
going on?
Good. Oh, you know, flat out. You got a few dogs in the background there.
Oh, he's just gone mental for some reason. I don't know what's going on.
That's all right.
That's all right. Hey, we'll kick things off right away by saying, yeah, what kind of dog you got?
I got a Groodle.
Oh, Groodles are good. Is that the big one?
They are usually big, but he's a medium. So you can get different sizes, but yeah,
it's like where you go to Macca's. What fries do you want? Yeah. I'm a medium, thanks.
What colour you want?
Yeah, that's it.
It's crazy.
Groodles are fun. They're the best. They're big, cuddly bears, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
Can it do any tricks?
Yeah, you can play dead.
Oh, that's good.
I like that.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Bam. That's that sort awesome. Of gear.
he doesn't do it in public. He does it at home. He always stands me up in public. But
he's just making a fool of you. Isn't he?
Oh, no, exactly.
That's dogs for you, mate.
All right, footy chat now, Brails. Prep for the next big game. How's it going? Another home game this weekend?
Yeah, I'm really excited to be back at home. Obviously missed last week, so, really excited to be back at home and in front of the home crowd and, hopefully we can come away with a win.
Now, I just wanted to ask you, how did you get so good at the coin toss?
Yeah, I don't know. I've just sort of stuck with heads and it's just come away every time. So it's something I pride myself on. And I've just been lucky. I'm a two-up champion.
Ah, you just love heads.
Yep.
So with the coin toss, Brails, is there more pressure to get the coin toss right or more pressure to get a win?
Yeah, exactly right. Well, I usually think I start the day off well when I get a win with the coin toss.
Yeah.
I lift the boy's spirit, so, it's sort of a running joke at the moment. It's been going well.
It's a sign of good luck. Speaking of pressure, we are expecting another big home game this weekend. Does that add any more pressure, having, like, a full McDonald Jones Stadium?
Oh, yeah, you know, we always want to be able to put on a strong performance in front of our home crowd. And to be honest, if you look at our last few weeks, I feel like there's so many positives that we've been able to take away from the game.
Yeah.
And we've been building really... really nice as a team and showing a lot of character. So,
yeah,
there's always going to be pressure at this level, and it's just how we deal with it as a team, how we deal with it individually, and we can really use that pressure as an advantage to us. So,
absolutely, and I mean, the proof is in the pudding. We have played some very good football, just have been unfortunately not able to take out the win last home game. Obviously, with a few injuries as well. With of course your co-captain KP. Do we know when he's back? Can we predict anything soon, or we still don't know?
Yeah, when's he back?
Yeah, I'm not too sure. It's a bit of a tough one, obviously.
Yeah.
That's not his first one. He's obviously had a few, so it's something we've got to take seriously. And I'd love to have my mate out there with me as co-captain. And, me as a player and as a mate, I just want, obviously, his well-being
as
first priority. And, they're obviously taking a big stance against Ed Knox and,
mm-hmm.
and just putting a lot of things in place to protect the player. So,
have you had a look at the x-rays yourself or...?
None of the head scans. That's too complicated, isn't it, Brails?
Definitely.
Yeah, all right. Well, best of luck. We take on the Raiders this Sunday, Arvo, at 4 o'clock. Let's hope we can get a win. And best of luck for your first game back after a few games off too, mate. Good luck.
Yeah, thank you. Looking forward to it.
The Novos with Tyler and Prevo.
Came and asked me how I say my name, and I was like, Adele.
Adele?
Adele.
Is the cat toy for our cat?
Yes, it is.
And got naked and posted pictures of my...
What's the goss? UFM.
All right, new world records for a popular pop star.
What's going on here?
Are you joking?
Yeah, The Weeknd's been named as the world's most popular artist according to Guinness Book of World Records. So he's got the official. The Weeknd. He's got the official world record. So a really subjective kind of title. Like, they've used some numbers. So, like, he's the. Blinding Lights, this song here, is the most streamed song of all time. He's the first artist to reach 100 million monthly listeners on Spotify, plus, a plethora of other records.
Wow.
But you wonder, like, we had Elton John in The Hunter not long ago. I would argue Elton John's probably a more widely known household name than The Weeknd.
Totally.
But most of his work's done pre the streaming era. So I don't know how they take this into account. I'm not sure. Like I said, a very subjective record.
That's the other thing.
It's gone to The Weeknd.
Because it's Elton John, we might think, that's so important because he's just been here recently. That's our sphere of what's happening around us.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a big world out there and a lot of people, and there's a lot of data now about who's actually listening to what.
I know, but I think Stephen has a point here is in that someone like Elton John has a huge musical back catalogue that spans over decades, right?
But real talk, when did you last press play on an Elton John song in your Spotify?
Honestly, we've got an Elton John record at home that is on heavy rotation in our household.
Really?
All of the time. Yes.
What about you, Stephen?
But you just talked about, like, expanding from your inner circle and the people you live around and stuff. And yeah. Elton John's not so big with our generation, but, you
That's
know,
right.
there's a lot of people out there who grew up and loved Elton pre-streaming era, so...
Yeah. And I still stream Elton John on Spotify, too.
Okay. Are you guys, like, working for Elton John? Is he doing another tour here that we don't know about?
I mean, you never know.
Are you on the books or something?
I ain't telling you nothing. No, I think, yeah, I'm indifferent with this because you're right. Usually when it comes to a Guinness World Record, you've got to break a certain time or you've got to eat a certain amount of things. Like,
most streams ever.
There's
Come
a very
on.
Clear line, but it's still subjective. He's not my favourite, so that doesn't count.
That's well, just you saying your favourite and saying it can't be him.
Not my most favourite pop star. Not my favourite artist.
Quick
not.
One as well here, guys. Yeah. Some sad news for Last of Us fans. They could be waiting a while for season two. So Bella Ramsey, who plays Ellie in the HBO drama, has said to Jonathan Ross that filming is for season two is slated for later this year, which is exciting news. But we won't get it till late 2024, early 2025. So it could be 2 years from now.
I've just started watching it.
Slow it down.
I'm late to the party.
Slow it right down.
It is.
Watch one episode per 3 months and you'll get there just in time.
Register your details now at newfm.com.au for the chance to lead the mighty Newcastle Knights onto the field at McDonald Jones Stadium. Be our new FM Knights Hit.
And, of course, Crevo, every night's home game, we give one lucky Novacastrian the chance to run the game ball out for the Knights when they take on the Canberra Raiders this weekend. And I think we have one very lucky Knights kid on the phone right now. Hi, Lennox. How are you?
Good.
That's good. I want to know, did your dad or someone in your family submit you to be our Knights kid this weekend?
Yeah, my dad.
Well,
guess what, Lennox? We've got some big news for you. You're our next new FM Knights kid. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh, our absolute pleasure, mate. Who's your favourite Knights player at the moment, Lennox?
Kalyn Ponga.
Of course, he's everyone's favourite.
He's
out for a couple of weeks, but you have the honour this weekend when we take on the Canberra Raiders to run out the game ball. How exciting is that?
I'm stoked.
Oh, bless your sweet soul.
Good on you, Lennox.
Go the Knights, Lennox. Let's hope we can get a win for you on Sunday afternoon, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
Our absolute pleasure, mate.
What an absolute legend Lennox is. And congrats once again. And remember, if you want to register your child to be the next New FM Knights kid, very simple. Just go to newfm.com.au.
Now, the other day, Crevo, my partner Marcus texted me a screenshot of an article of some certain tattoos people around the world have had.
Oh, that's a bit of fun.
And one question in this article was, what's a lyric you would get tattooed? To which my partner Marcus responded with this.
Whoop-dee-scoop. Scoop-dee-dee-whoop. Whoop-dee-scoop-dee-poop. Poop-dee-scoop-dee-scoop-dee-whoop. Whoop-dee-scoop-whoop-poop.
And it's really got me questioning as to whether or not I want to spend the rest of my life with this bloke, because there's no way in hell I'd be getting that tattooed on me, one of Kanye West's finer hits.
Does your partner, Marcus, is he a spontaneous type of person who would go, yeah, let's do it, and then with the boys they all do it and go out
Probably,
and get it?
Probably, yeah.
Does he have ink already?
No, he's got no ink.
But you reckon he'd do that?
Maybe he could pop his ink cherry with some poopity scoop.
You've got a few tattoos along the way, don't you?
I got one.
Oh, do you? Yeah. I've seen that one. I thought, oh, you must have more.
Nah, just a little wine glass.
On the hand sort of thing?
My mum once told me just to get tattoos of things that are very meaningful to you.
And that's what you did.
Yep. I feel like for me,
yeah,
if I was to get a tattoo...
Of lyrics?
I think it'd be this.
All right, here we go.
China, the Chinese chicken. You have a drumstick and your brain stops sticking.
Watching the X-Files with no lights on. I think I get that.
Is that your favourite song of all time for lyric-wise?
Yeah, it's a song that my mum and I bust out every single time it comes on the radio. And if we're not together, we'll film each other and send it. It's so bizarre.
Can you please send these films to me as
well? Yeah, I can, yeah. I think I've got one somewhere, surely.
Chicken to China.
In the archives.
The Chinese chicken.
I want to know on 4967 4105, what song lyric would Novocastrians get tattooed on them? Because, I mean, Poopity Scoop has set the bar low.
It sure has. Or maybe you've already got a song lyric on there.
Oh, yeah.
And like Tyler, it's a bit meaningful.
Chicken to China, the Chinese chicken. You have a drumstick and your brain stops sticking.
I would get the whole verse of that tattooed on me.
Where would you get that?
Probably up the bum.
Right. 4967405. Do you have song lyrics tattooed on you, or are you thinking about it? And where are you going to get it?
Yep.
You like Tyler?
Yep.
Maybe. You're a fan.
Now, the other day, Crevo, my partner, Marcus, sent me a screenshot of an article of some song lyrics that people have had tattooed on them in the past. And then he asked me, what's a lyric you would get tattooed? And I was like, I don't know. What about you? And he responded with this.
Whoop-dee-scoop. Scoop-dee-dee-whoop. Whoop-dee-scoop-dee-poop. Whoop-dee-scoop-dee-scoop-dee-whoop.
What a jam.
Not sure life can go on normally for us, but that's a separate conversation for a separate time. But we want to know on 4967 4105, what's a lyric you would get tattooed? Crevo, do you have one?
Yeah, I had to think about it while we were playing the song there, and I think this is it for me.
When the pimps in the kids, mine, drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot,
maybe just drop it like it's hot.
That's
spelled H-A-W-T, I can only assume.
And where would you get it tattooed?
Oh, I don't know, probably lower leg, upper thigh maybe.
Tramp stamp.
Drop it like it's hot.
Tramp stamp, I think, is a good spot.
Definitely,
for you.
With a hibiscus flower next to it.
Oh, yes, so on trend.
Classy, right?
Let's go to Brock in Maitland. Hi, Brock.
Hey, how you going?
Good. Now tell us, what's a lyric you would get tattooed?
I jumped the gun there a little bit. I actually tattooed a lyric on my own leg.
Yeah.
One night after a big night with the boys.
Did you?
From Lamb and Kite.
What is it?
Yeah, it says ghost walking in the aftermath. It's my entire calf muscle.
Oh my God.
That's quite big and intense, isn't it?
Yeah, it's intense when you learn how to do it off YouTube when you're drunk.
Oh, mate.
Please send pictures of this at the Novos _.
Yeah,
we would
we
like to
see
look.
Them. And then if with your permission, we'll show the rest of Newcastle. But also, how do you go about explaining this tattoo to people when they ask about it, Brock?
I just say it seemed like a good idea at the time.
You got a partner, Brock?
Yeah, I do.
What do they think of it?
Not so good.
They absolutely
not
love it deep
surprised.
Down.
And also, too, no regrets at all.
No regrets?
No regrets.
You know what, Brock? Just for that, I think you win a prize.
Yeah, I mean, your poor partner has to deal with your horrendous leg tattoo, so why not take him out on a date to Velvet Rewired at Civic Theatre Newcastle? Starts April 19, starring Marsha Hines. You're not in the doghouse anymore, Brock. Well done.
Yeah, that would be much appreciated.
I bet it will be.
Yeah.
Cover your leg, tats.
Exactly. Congratulations. That's us done and dusted for today.
Indeed.
Have a great weekend, everyone.
It's Friday. I forgot for a hot minute. We are done for the weekend.
Yeah, we are. Like I said, have a great weekend. And don't forget, if you're wanting to be like the next Weather Whiz kid as well, you can
yes.
do that. Newfm.com.au. Register there.
Also, don't forget, Massa Madre has reopened. If you would like the world's best pizza, get
are
on
you trying to angle for a freebie?
I'm not. I'm just reminding people that it is the best pizza you'll ever have in your entire life. And they have reopened after what's been a really tough time for me, okay?
It's not free plugs Friday, mate.
No, I'm not. You know they've reopened. Yeah. I'll see you there tonight, tomorrow, on Sunday night.
Okay, very good. Have a good one, guys. We'll catch you Monday. Bye.